Daniel Sanchez.
Okay, who's been Mr. Sanchez?
Yes.
Okay. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, so just hold on, sir.
Can we
hear? I was just introducing you to the board member who will be conducting your hearing, and I said that would be the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. She will be conducting your hearing, so just hold on to the phone.
Okay.
Mr. Sanchez?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record, sir?
My name and what?
Your ABC number.
Donald Sanchez, 285153.
Thank you, sir. Are you appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing? And this is concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on May 29th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Correct.
Okay. And on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire an attorney to represent you at your expense. Or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
I represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. The members of the board conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead on your hearing today. Also with us in the room is Mr. Turner, who is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. So before we get started, I need to swear you both in. So Mr. Sanchez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you both. Mr. Sanchez, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of your community supervision, and phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read these allegations to you, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false. All right, Mr. Sanchez, we'll start phase one, and here is the first allegation. It's that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of on or about July 6, 2015, per the task log report dated July 13, 2015. Mr. Sanchez, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. And allegation number 2, that you were in violation of condition number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about July 14, 2015, as verbally directed on July 13, 2015. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision as of July 14, 2015. Mr. Sanchez, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Sanchez's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or may have lapsed in a criminal race or company.
Agreed.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Johnson, am I saying? Dr. Wright, I did have it wrong.
Make it.
Dr. Johnson is not here. Second, agreed by Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Sorry about that. Oops, I need to check two other boxes here. And back to you, Mr. Sanchez. We'll start phase two of your hearing, which is the part where we determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Now, I noticed that you've got a release date right now of July 19th, which is about a month away. It's about a month away. So I just want to give you the option at this point, totally up to you. We could go continue with this hearing, or you could just kill your number, which is just stay till July 19th. And at that point, you will have no parole officer. Your obligation will be complete. If the board votes to reinstate your supervision today, it could be 2 weeks or so before you're released anyway. So your choice, we'll let you make that decision.
I'd like to continue.
Sure, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. So we'll start phase two of your hearing now. And I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about you And then we'll be back and talk with you some more, ask you some questions. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, just hold on the line. We'll be right back. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Sanchez was released from ADC custody on 4/27/2015 and arrested on 5/8/2018 by San Luis PD on new felony charges of possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and production of marijuana. He's returned back to ADC custody on 5/14/2018 with an adjusted release date of 7/19/2018 with 1,029 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 2 years and 6 months. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC custody. CUIR score of 33, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. No STG information is noted. There's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2011, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, parole violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, theft, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GED score of G1V3. Status of charges, charges have not yet been filed.
Okay. All right, back to you, Mr. Sanchez. Looks like you were released in April of 2015 and to live with your mother at Cesar Chavez Street in San Luis. Is that true, sir?
Yes.
And did you stay there the entire time you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Okay. And you were employed with, it looks like, Advanced Call Centers Technologies?
Yes.
Was that the entire time you were out also?
Come again?
Were you employed there the entire time that you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Okay. And looks like you gave some drug tests, two random tests in June of 2015 and July of 2015. And the one in June tested negative, but the one in July tested positive for marijuana, sir. So you were using marijuana?
Yes, I was using marijuana at the moment. It was the 4th of July, and I'm not going to lie, I let everything get to me. I was young. I was, respect my language, I was stupid.
Okay. And you were, did you have some sort of a problem that caused you to do that, or?
No, actually, I just got out from doing 3 years. I had lost my teenagehood, and I was being unresponsible, trying to get my years back, and I found that out later. And when I absconded, I shouldn't have. I regret that.
Right. So why didn't you stay in touch with your parole officer?
Well, for the same reason I just said, I just got done doing 3 years, and I was scared to go back, and I wanted to be free, and I didn't report. I was scared.
Okay, sir. What were you doing when the San Luis police picked you up?
Nothing. Actually, I've been working for the past years. I actually have a job right now that's on hold.
Right.
And just honestly, I was just thinking to myself. I wasn't getting into trouble. And yes, 3 years later, here I am.
Okay, sir. Hold on just 1 second. I'm going to ask Mr. Turner a question. Mr. Turner, what were the charges again? I couldn't write fast enough.
I'm sorry
about
that.
No, I just said that. No, it's okay.
Let me go back.
Oh my God, it was
possession of marijuana.
Okay, I knew they were marijuana related.
Possession of drug paraphernalia.
Uh huh.
And production of marijuana.
That was the one. Okay, I thought that was an odd. Okay. Okay. Production. Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions. It looks like Mr. Quinones has a question for you, Mr. Sanchez.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Sanchez, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, the good news is that regardless of how the court votes today, it only looks like you have only about 29 days left in comparison for being missing from community supervision for 3 years. But I'm curious, because you said something about losing your teenage years. What was the charge that put you in jail for 3 years, and how old were you when that happened?
It was attempted aggravated assault, class 4, and I was 15 when I was convicted.
So it was a capital crime and you were put in the adult system?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to understand that. Thank you, Mr. Sanchez.
I had a similar question. Thank you, Mr. Bananas. Okay, Mr. Sanchez, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like to make a final statement. Is there anything else you'd like the board to know without repeating yourself?
Yes, I would like the board to know that I know that I was absconded for 3 years, and I'm not saying it's a good thing, but within those 3 years, I was staying out of trouble. I was keeping to myself. I was working. I have a job currently right now, and I'm on hold, and I really don't want to lose the job. And I changed. I'm a different person. I'm not really trying to come back here. I don't like being here, and it was just a mistake I made.
Okay, so thank you. Mr. Sanchez, the board is going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So all we ask is you just remain on the phone there, just remain silent, and we'll be back with the decision in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The board is going to have a discussion. Mr. Sanchez has a very short time left on his sentence, and he did abscond for about 3 years, and also admitted to using marijuana while he was on community supervision. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members on that. And seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion then to I move based on information in warrant 2015W2744, our conversation with Mr. Sanchez and information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Sanchez was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 1,029 days and using marijuana while on community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, that is a motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Pinellas. Okay. Mr. Sanchez, you were the board's discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but the good news for you is you'll be out July 19th anyway. We do hope that you've learned from this. I know you're still very young, and that we really don't want to see you back in Orange, just as much as you don't want to be back in Orange. So please make yourself a plan in this next month so that you are able to have a safe transition back to the community, sir. Thank you for participating in your hearing today, and your hearing is over, sir. If you give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.